Let's have a chat to Yvonne Sitko from WA Birds of Prey. She's, of course, the magnificent handler of Aussie the Eagle. Yvonne, hi, how are you?
Oh, hello, how are you?
Good.
Thank you for inviting me on.
You're more than welcome. Ooh, big flight on Sunday for Aussie. How many will this be for her?
This will be 150 games.
Wow.
This year, this game.
Yeah, this will be, so this Sunday against Adelaide will be her 150th flight.
Well, games that she's attended. So
yeah. Oh, okay.
In total, in total games.
Yeah, okay.
That she's been involved in.
And you've counted that, I'm sure. That's your...
Yes, I counted that. It's been 13 years in the making.
Wow. How are you feeling about that, Yvonne?
Well, it's actually quite a milestone. Quite excited. I didn't think we'd get this far. Even at the beginning, basically, 13 years ago, 12 years ago, 10 years ago, it just seemed so far away. I didn't even dream that we'd get to 150. And obviously, with the new stadium, there was not 100% guarantee that we were going to the new Optus Stadium. And then when we were given the go-ahead to go ahead to Optus Stadium, we didn't know if Aussie wanted to fly. And so we thought we'd do the first season, and that was successful. And so we're into the second season at the Optus Stadium. So, yeah. And then the games just tick away. You don't realise. I mean, there's thousands and thousands of hours that have gone in behind the scenes.
Yeah.
We're training more often than not 7 days a week.
Yep.
And that's for the whole season from January all the way through to October.
Mm.
And she does get some time off.
Yeah.
I think the humans get the time off.
Yeah.
But it's definitely something that's quite amazing. And people talk about it being life membership and the father-son rule, or in this case it would be the mother-daughter rule.
Yeah, yeah.
So
amazing. And Yvonne, look, great credit to her, but to you as well. That is really something. You must be pretty proud, because it is a unique experience. People love it, don't they?
Oh, it's fantastic. And even when we went through to Alice Springs, just the reception she got there, and it's a very spiritual town, and it was just amazing. They're in awe of her, and it's no different to the Optus Stadium. I don't get to interact with a lot of the members, but when we go up to the corporate boxes, VIP rooms, and they're just amazed at one, how calm she is even when she's in the rooms, but obviously what she represents as an eagle, as in for environmental conservational issues as well.
Yep.
But how amazing she is, and the fact that she's still doing this 13 years down the track.
And you as well. You're pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, Yvonne, I have to ask, how is the... and long may she reign, long may she fly, and I hope you're still able to do it forever.
Sure.
How's Jester? How's the understudy?
Well, Jester, we do have an understudy, Jester, and who's 2 years younger than Aussie, but just more recently, and this year, we have been training a new eagle. We call this one Wallich, and Wallich is now just on 11 months old, and it means Noongar for eagle.
Okay.
And she came to us through injury, and unfortunately is an imprinted bird again and unable to be released due to some eye issues.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's a bird that we have been training as a backup plan, or an eagle in the wings, so to speak.
Yeah.
for Aussie. If Aussie ever wants to have a day off, or Aussie ever wants to retire, we have a backup plan. And Wallich has been, like I said, training on the same days that we've been going down to Optus.
Yeah.
And training Aussie at the ground.
So is Jester okay? Is Jester still on the scene?
Yeah. No, she's sitting on eggs at the moment.
Oh,
so
okay.
She's still on the scene. When I say sitting on eggs, they're not fertile, because she doesn't have a partner at the moment, but she's decided that she wants to sit on them, and she's quite happy doing that at the moment. And hopefully we'll get her a partner before too long, so she can have her own family of her own. Yeah.
Well, look, I hope Sunday goes well for you and for Aussie. I'm sure the West Coast people will let everyone know on the big screen what's going on and how significant the milestone is. And particularly, Yvonne, well done to you. It's an amazing thing.
Yeah, thank you.
And we all get to share it and enjoy it. Thanks for chatting to us today.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Thanks for the call.
Okay, Yvonne Sitko from WA Birds of Prey. 150 games for Aussie on Sunday. So if you do go, just put that if you're in one of the bars or in one of the boxes, make sure you're outside to see her go around for a at her 150th game.